Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Agriculture Ministry assures coffee farmers they will benefit from Starbucks establishments in Jamaica. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Them be 65, a salute to the farmers. And I'm say them be show round bigger and better, no exhibits this year. Jamaican food, enough activities for the children, livestock round here. And I'm say farmers market, entertainment galore, you know you're round here. Adults 1,000, children 400, them be show 2017. Remember, you know, a them be show round August 5 to 7, make sure no roll on. Remember, grow what we eat, eat what we grow.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carlson Muter, is assuring coffee farmers that the introduction of Starbucks to Jamaica will be beneficial to the local sector. The international coffee chain is expected to open its first store on the island in Montego Bay, St. James later this year. Starbucks and local licensee Caribbean Coffee Baristas Limited have plans to set up 14 additional stores in Jamaica by 2020. The agreement grants Caribbean coffee traders the exclusive rights to own and operate Starbucks stores in the country. Caribbean Coffee Baristas is a consortium led by Margaritaville Caribbean Group. It is a joint venture between Chief Executive Officer of Margaritaville Caribbean Group, Ian Dare, and Deputy Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Sandals Resorts International, Adam Stewart. Mr. Samuda recently met with representatives from Starbucks and Caribbean coffee baristas in Montego Bay to discuss the rollout and the company's plans for local coffee farmers. During the meeting, Starbucks representatives acknowledged the high quality of Jamaica Blue Mountain coffee and committed to working with local coffee farmers to implement systems to increase productivity and yields while also increasing compliance to international standards. Starbucks currently sells Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee as a Starbucks Reserve trademarked product, which, due to limited supply, is only available for a few months of the year in 2,000 of the brand's high-end locations in the United States and Canada. The company has sourced Arabica coffee from Jamaica for more than 40 years. Jamaica's dairy farmers are also expected to benefit from the investment as the company purchases more milk than coffee. Starbucks has also committed to using locally made furniture in its stores. Director for Starbucks Operations in the Caribbean, Ross Goldstein, says the company is excited about expanding its operations to Jamaica and creating opportunities for Jamaica's coffee-growing communities. This will be done through the company's Global Ethical Sourcing Program, Coffee and Farmer Equity Cafe Practices. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. No make nobody know your last word. Translation: don't allow anyone to know your last word. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
August morning, same thing again. Come out to the National Stadium on Emancipation Day, Tuesday, August 1, at the Independence Village, 6 a.m. Come pack your crocus bag with yam, banana, Irish and other fresh produce at low, low prices. Watch live performances while you eat breakfast. Convenient and secured parking available. Hey, Coronation Market, I move to National Stadium. You can't afford to miss August morning market. It's Jamaica 55, celebrating Jamaicans at home and abroad.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, don't let people know your thoughts and plans, and don't disclose everything you know. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs.
Real estate professionals, starting licensing period 2018-2019, all real estate dealers and salesmen will be required to do 20 hours of continuing professional development courses every 2 years, which includes 12 hours of elective courses and 8 hours of compulsory courses. Courses will be provided by the Real Estate Board or a body approved by the board. For more information, visit Real Estate Board's website or call us at 926-9748-9.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.